Welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kirara Sen! Yay! Woo! Yay, thank you. How are you doing, everyone? Thank you very much for listening. This is Kirara Sen, Japanese female stand-up comedian from Tokyo. Now, I am live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. It is February 5th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. This show is live recorded every Tuesday for 1 hour from 2 p.m. Wow! Happy Chinese New Year!
Ni hao!
Ni hao! Happy Chinese New Year! So today is Chinese New Year! Wow! It's celebration mode. So maybe there are more Chinese tourists, maybe? Yeah, they are coming. Yeah, maybe they are on the flight now, yeah. So, from the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan, up-to-date information, and the event information of the week with a special guest. So, as I said, today is Chinese New Year. So in Chinese zodiac, so it's year of pig in Chinese zodiac, but in Japanese zodiac, this year is the year of boar, inoshishi, boar. No, so Japanese zodiac, so for people who don't know about zodiac or Japanese zodiac divided into 12 blocks with each block containing a group of years. And each block is given name of an animal based on the ancient Chinese concept that all time shifts are based on these 12 units. So, now we Japanese all remember the order like Ne, Ushitora, U, Tatsumi, Uma, Hitsuji. So in English, it's going to be like rat. Do you know Ushi?
What is that? Cat? Dog?
Eh? Rat dog.
Rat? What is that?
Ne.
Ushi, how do you say ushi?
Maybe ox?
What is that? What is that? Ooh. Do you have any idea? Ooh. Is that egg?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Egg in kanji, actually, egg and ooh? Is very similar to each other.
I'm such an idiot, so don't ask me that.
Are you serious? Well, okay, what year were you born?
I was born in a bird.
Bird?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Toridoshi. Like rooster, ne? Rooster, maybe, yeah. Bird is like pigeon or, you know, flying in the sky, but tori of year of tori is a little different, like a rooster, maybe chicken, maybe. Now I'm Googling. Male chicken, right? So you are born in the year of rooster. Yeah, you got smarter. You learn new thing.
Yeah,
I'm educating you. So, what is woo? So you really didn't know woo?
I'm not.
Okay. Wow. It's interesting. Interesting. Maybe this is kind of generation gap. No. I'm fine. All right, the answer is U is rabbit.
Rabbit?
Usagi no U.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Serious comedian. Yes, so this zodiac was imported from ancient China long time ago. Yeah, but as I said, the year of boar this year is only different. Like in China, they call it year of pig. And here in Japan, we call it Year of Boar, Inoshishi. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Why? And I researched it. And the most accepted theory, when it was imported from China, we didn't have a custom to have pig for eating, like as a food, because of the Buddhist food, you know. We only had boar, wild boars in the forest. And in China, pigs are a pet version of boars. Pet and livestock. Livestock boars are pigs. Very interesting. And because of Buddhism here in Japan, we didn't have a custom to eat boars or pigs. So that's why we changed it. We localized the custom and the year of a pig became the year of boar in Japan. Well, actually, this is February. Wow, time flies. So 1 over 12 already finished this year. Oh, yeah. Wow. But it's very interesting. In all over the world, February, there are many festivals in the world, like Rio's Carnival, Taiwan's Lantern Festival, our Taiwan Cherry Blossom Festival. Now they are pig. Yeah, it's already pig in Taiwan. Cherry Blossom Festival. Black History Month in America. And also, French Nice Carnival. Wow, I'm not so familiar with European culture. It's a flower, all about flowers. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Now we are seeing pictures and it's very beautiful. And this is a Venetia.
Okay.
Oh. And Rio. Yes. Yeah, maybe in Western country, having a lot of carnivals in February should be related with the Christian customs. But also in Asia, we also have Lantern Festival because of the Chinese New Year, Chinese Zodiac, and Cherry Blossom. And in Japan, Valentine. Valentine.
That's one of the most.
Yeah, it's not festival actually. It's just a shopping season. And personally, I have some events on February 2. My Tiger Mom's birthday and also tax report. Well, the deadline is March 15th, but usually we do it on February. Yeah, so yesterday was very warm, but today it's cold again. So February is very changing season from winter to spring. And we also have a very strong wind like Haru Ichiban. First gate of spring, and also at Narita Airport, a lot of airplanes make go around, so they can't land because of the strong wind. It's kind of very popular phenomenon at Narita Airport this season. So if you come to Japan, if you want to come to Japan this month, you need to be reminded that your airplane might not land at Narita Airport. It should be very scary.
Not only Narita?
Maybe Narita's very famous. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because of the land shape or something? It's very useful that, very convenient that Hard Rock Cafe always have a Wi-Fi. It's true. Actually, here in Japan, it's more difficult to find Wi-Fi places, hotspots. Yeah.
But that's not gonna work.
Yes. So, yeah. Sometimes it's very slow. So compared to America, speaking of Wi-Fi or internet, it's very very behind. So Hard Rock Cafe has very fast and convenient Wi-Fi. So once you come to Japan, don't forget to stop by Hard Rock Cafe. All right, so anyway, I couldn't find the results. All right, so let's move on. I will talk about Haru Ichiban in Haneda Airport next time. Yeah. So today, I have a guest who jump in. To be honest, I didn't expect to have you have a guest today. But I'm so happy to have him, and he is very young, talented, and very, very funny guy, upcoming comedian from Tokyo scene, Japanese guy, in 20s. Yes, yes. All right, please give it up for Koi Yoshitaka.
Thank you. Don't pressure me. My name is, everybody call me Yoshi, you know. My full name is Yoshitaka Koi. But you can call me Yoshi. It's Japanese, you know. Yeah, Japanese have a so long name, so it's easy to call. And now, Yoshi. Yeah, it's I'm so sick of everybody call me Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Yeah. So yeah, now I'm doing a stand-up comedy. Yes, with Kaori. Give me a lot of Kilara. Give me a lot of chance to do a stand up. Actually, she has an open mic every Sunday, you know. So I'm enjoying it. Yes, I used to be perform as a Japanese comedian. I was like comedian, which I perform Japanese style of the comedy, which is manzai. It's a two person acting together on the stage and talking about ridiculous, creepy, whatever we like to talk. But we broke up. Yeah, I lost my partner. Yeah, no, so I'm now single. Uh-huh. And I just now switch with stand-up comedian. Yeah, that's me.
So now you are comic single.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a sad story. All right. So you did manzai. How before? どのくらい前ですか?
It's about half of a year.
Oh, just right after
finished the M1 Grand Prix. It's one of the biggest Grand Prix of manzai in Japan. So we broke up, separated. Then now I'm single.
What's the cause? What's the reason?
What's the reason? He became shakaijin, right? He quit it.
He went to work, so see, being a comedian is not a job. So how old are you?
I'm just turned 26.
Wow, 26 years old. When did you start Japanese style comedy?
What did you say?
When did you start manzai?
It's about 3 years ago.
22 years old?
Like,
which uni? In Tokyo?
Kyoto.
Kyoto! Oh, so you're from Western Japan?
I'm coming from actually, I say Osaka, but I'm actually Nara. Yeah, everybody make fun of me. Oh, you are from countryside, so.
Does it happen for Nara people to say, I'm from Osaka?
I think so.
It's same as me, yeah, because I'm from very countryside of Yokohama City, and nobody recognizes it, Yokohama, but I say, I'm from Yokohama.
Oh, yeah.
And in other countries, I say, I'm from Tokyo.
You deserve it.
yes, I do. All right, so thank you very much. And why did you start stand-up comedy? Because in Japanese style comedy, we also have solo style comedy too, right?
Because I watch you. You stand up very well. So, I don't know. I'm a liar, Japanese, so.
Are you serious?
No.
You watched me before starting.
I just watched some. Wow. You posted on a YouTube video. It's, when you perform in New York. And I went to Los Angeles last year. And I went to the comedy club in the North Hollywood, and I tried open mic first, And I got, actually, I don't want to say this, but I got so many laugh from the audience. It's like, and I was thinking, oh, I'm so genius about with this. I just, that's the reason that I started with.
Wow. Wow. It's amazing. And you're also so humble. Like, I don't like to say this, but I got big laughs. It's very humble. Humble. Wow. Thank you so much. Wow. And you keep in hard work, and I really hope you be, yeah, big one, big comedian in the future, yeah, in the near future. Did you hear that? He said, you are much younger than me. Yeah. Yes! Thank you. Yeah, because, yeah, before starting recording this podcast, we just talk about the old type of cell phone in Japan. And there was a generation gap.
I was older.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yes. Yeah, I'm okay. All right, so let's move on to the international Japan hot topics. So today's topic is the viral video, but we are speaking Japanese. The viral video, but we are speaking Japanese. 日本語喋ってるんだけど、かな? Yes. Yeah, so the video was posted about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. So, yeah, it's a little old one, but every year somebody reposted and went viral again and again. Yeah. And recently it goes viral again. So I don't know why, but last year I saw a lot of related videos, and there are other Japanese or international YouTubers talking about the video and reaction. And that was very interesting. And that video got a lot of support from people in overseas, especially. And especially expats, international people who used to live in Japan or who is living here in Japan. Yeah, so...
Oh, can I talk more? So what you're talking about, they all, I mean, who used to live in Japan, they all agree with the video?
Not everyone. Okay. Yeah, that is interesting, yeah. So actually, because the video viral, a lot of people support it. And I've seen a lot of Tokyo stand-up comedians, international stand-up comedians, shared it once the video was released several years ago. But some international YouTuber speaking Japanese didn't agree with that. Some of them said, well, is this such a big problem? Like, you know, it's very relatable to people, international people. This is my opinion. It is very it should be very relatable to international people who used to live in Japan or who have lived in Japan, especially if they learned how to speak Japanese. Maybe it should be a little annoying. But, you know, it same thing has happened to me. Like when I was in America, countless people have talked to me, ni hao. Ni hao, xie xie.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, it's gonna happen for everyone who is Asian, you know?
Right, so, yes. Yeah, so we both used to do comedy in Japanese for Japanese audience. Let me hear your opinion. What do you think about it?
I think about this video, yeah. Right? I'm totally Japanese, so I never seen the situation like that before. Really? Yeah. if the foreigners try to ask Japanese, you know, we just answer them with Japanese too, right? We know that's kind of rude, you know. But I just wondering. This is my opinion. The funny thing is that I think the actress who performed the stuff is not Japanese. That's yeah.
That is the point. Yes. Yeah. To be honest, for me, the concept of the sketch or the script itself. If I read it in English, it should be very, very funny. And I think I get the point and I get the humor, but the video itself was not funny for me. I think it's because there are a lot of iwakan. Feel uncomfortable and I feel a little different from the reality. First of all, the stuff is not so much typical Japanese for normal Japanese, for average Japanese. And also, the international guy who claimed his opinion, like, don't judge us by looking. And he said, Nihongo wa my bokokugo nan desu. Japanese is my native tongue. But it didn't sound so much native language.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, so it makes it a little more complicated and how can I say? Do you have any opinion? Yeah, now I'm thinking what to say.
It's a little weird. That,
weird is very correct word.
Yeah. I'm so agree with you. I have seen so many videos, which is kind of, you know, everybody is like, it's not real, it's a totally different from between a real and, you know, it's like a kind of lie. So, I don't care anyway.
Weird is very correct word, and, you know, the sketch. I expected the video was made for Japanese audience because they wanted to deliver the message or opinion to Japanese people, I think. Don't you think so? Yeah, for Japanese audience. Don't you think so?
I think it's for foreigners.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought because the a little baldy guy said, you Japanese people need to stop judging people by looking. It's a diversity era. So I thought, it should be the message to Japanese people. Don't you think so?
It's his opinion, though.
Ah, okay. It makes sense if it's so.
We judge. Yeah, sometimes, you know, some foreigner thinks about us. We are, sometimes actually that's true that we judge by looking, you know, appearance, but we don't say, we don't act it with, you know, it's a keep in mind, we don't get the words anyway, so.
Because I thought it was made for Japanese people to deliver their message. If so, I thought the sketch should be made more funny for Japanese people because of the tempo or acting. They are not related to Japanese people because as I said, the staff girl didn't look like a normal Japanese, average Japanese. And the tempo was a little, because we both do Japanese comedy, maybe the tempo and the ma was not comedy timing for Japanese native language speaker. So maybe the tempo makes the video a little more, tempo and atmosphere. My first impression, very, very, very first impression, like a chokkan was like, it's too dull, like heavy, or it's not so much positive. Not, it didn't have so much energy.
We think a little, yeah. We think a little, like negative emotions.
Yeah. Some people say it's sarcasm, and I get it, and I can grab the point, which is funny in the context. But if I watch it as a Japanese audience or Japanese comedy writer, we need to direct. We need more direction to make it funnier. But if, as you said, it was made for international people, it works.
With right already, because they have so many subscribers with the video, that's a proof there.
Yes. And I saw another video made by the same person. That was very good. For example, what kind of Asia are you, or something like that. That was also a kind of racism thing, like the same female actress sitting on the table, American, but looking Japanese. Asian female customer, and the same actress was jogging, and one white guy talked to her and where you from, and she said, "I'm from San Diego," and he asked her again. So, where are you from? Where are you originally from? And she said, I was originally from Orange County and moved to San Diego. No. Actually, where are you people from? So my grandmother was from Korea or something like that. So that was very funny. And if they speak in English and... if the context was made in English, I can see it as Western mindset.
Do you think it's funny?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. That was well made. Did you watch some same thing?
No, I didn't. But just I heard from you. So, this just that sounds come to my head. It's a kind of racism.
Oh yeah. So maybe it's a sarcasm to. Picture. Yeah. And it was relatable to me because I did the same thing to maybe African people or brown people in America.
Like what?
So for example, people looking Middle East and speaks very well English, I always ask him, so where are you originally from? And he said, I'm from San Diego. I was like, really? So your parents are from another country? That kind of things happened to me, and I did the kind of thing. So, maybe it might have been racist to the person who... I asked too, so.
I know how you feel. Okay, I feel, that's so difficult, man.
Yeah, I know. For us, very difficult thing. I know. Well, so maybe I will post react on YouTube, maybe. And your opinion was very, very interesting, because I didn't notice that the video was made for international people, to be honest.
That's my first impression, though.
It was very relatable to international people, actually, because a lot of subscribers and...
How was the comment? Who commented?
70% are in English.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Japanese people, but it was very surprising too that a lot of Japanese people shared it on Twitter too. But as long as I saw it on YouTube, most of the comments by Japanese are a little controversial one, like I don't like it, or I don't understand what is funny. Maybe Japanese don't get the sarcasm, And especially, it's not comedic timing. That's my opinion. That's what I feel. So maybe that's why Japanese people don't get it or don't feel it's relatable. All right. Anyways, that was very interesting discussion, and I will keep watching and watching the videos, and I will be careful about any other comments. So, Koi-kun, do you have any shows coming?
Right now, I'm not really sure, but I'm gonna join the one of the Japanese comedian who stand up comedian. He's gonna have a show in 23rd of this month, in Asakusa live stand up show. I'm gonna join that, so please come to there. I'm waiting for you guys, and yeah, I'm doing a YouTube, right? I just started the YouTube this month, so yeah, you can find me with Sunrise Koi, Hatsuhino de Koi, Sunrise Koi. So, yeah, check it out, please.
Wow, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we'd like to have more comedy shows in Tokyo. And yeah, let's make it happen. Let's make it bigger. Right. So, thank you, Koi-kun. Arigato. Thank you very much. Oh yes, Chinese Happy New Year, Happy Chinese New Year. So thank you very much for listening. This Sweet Wasabi is live recorded every Tuesday from 2 p.m. at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi. And this Sweet Wasabi has its Facebook page, and the account is @Merck Sweet Wasabi Podcast. I always welcome your feedback, opinion, or any message and any request, anything. I'm waiting for you. And if you come to the live recording, you can get my original goods with autograph for free. Yeah, so just see you there. And don't forget to follow my Facebook page, Kilara Comedy, and Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, everything is Kilara Comedy. So guys, thank you very much, and have a very special week. Bye bye. Wow! Happy Chinese New Year!
Ni hao!
Ni hao! Happy Chinese New Year! So today is Chinese New Year! Wow! It's celebration mode. So maybe there are more Chinese tourists, maybe? Yeah, they are coming. Yeah, maybe they are on the flight now, yeah. So, from the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan, up-to-date information, and the event information of the week with a special guest. So, as I said, today is Chinese